This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal records 2,444 new cases of COVID-19 today. Kathmandu Valley administrations issue 18-point order to contain likely spread of COVID-19. Health Ministry says no lockdown will be imposed for the time being despite growing COVID cases. 300th birth anniversary of nation builder Prithvi Narayan Sau marked organizing various programs. And WHO warns Omicron could infect over half of Europeans in few weeks. Now the news in detail. The three district administration offices in the Kathmandu Valley have issued an 18-point order to contain likely spread of COVID-19. Issuing the order today, Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur district administration offices have also urged the people to adopt precautions. A meeting of the chief district officers of the valley and security officials issued the order calling for necessary health precautions to be followed by the public. The valley administration's order came in accordance with the recommendations of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center and decisions of Home Ministry and Education Ministry. The order will come into effect from today midnight. The order has made the mask wearing, maintaining physical distance and use of sanitizers mandatory while coming out of home. It has also prohibited all forms of political and public gatherings. The programs and gatherings of more than 25 people have been restricted and people are required to show vaccine card even through mobile phones before entering public places, including hotels, restaurants, cinema halls and stadiums from the 21st of January. The order has warned of taking action against those violating the rules. The Health Ministry has said lockdown will not be imposed in the country for the time being despite growing COVID-19 cases. Joint spokesperson of the Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the Ministry would impose a smart lockdown in the most affected areas only. The Ministry has granted the authority to enforce a smart lockdown to the District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center of the respective districts. Ministry Joint Spokesperson Adhikari added that the vaccination drive had been expedited to avoid the possible risk of the pandemic. He said the booster dose campaign would also be launched soon. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Sangeeta Kaushal Mishra, had said the government has managed the necessary hospital beds, intensive care units, oxygen, ventilators and other medical equipment in a ready position to battle the Omicron variant. The spokesperson further said arrangements had been made to expand the testing scope and the border entry points and isolation centers for the infected. Meantime, a total of 2,444 cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Health Ministry, the cases were confirmed while testing 15,033 samples. Likewise, 313 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The ministry also reported a corona-related death today, taking the total corona-related deaths to 11,607 in the country. Chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has tested positive to coronavirus. According to party's publicity department chief Jagannath Khatiyoda, leader Nepal is in isolation at his residence in Koteshwar and his health condition is normal. The 300th birth anniversary of nation builder Prithvi Narayan Sah has been marked across the country today by organizing various programs. Prithvi Narayan Sah was born on the 11th of January in 1723 in Gorkha. Late Sah is credited and remembered for unifying Nepal. Sah's birth anniversary is also considered as the National Unity Day for his contribution to unifying Nepal. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari laid a wreath at the statue of nation builder Prithvi Narayan Sah located at the western main gate to Singha Darbar today. Similarly, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali also garlanded the statue of the late king on the occasion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has urged different ministries to make 10% capital spending in remaining 6 months of the current fiscal year. At review of expenditure made so far in the current fiscal year at the Ministry of Finance today, Minister Sharma asked the secretaries of different ministries to work to boost capital spending at optimum level. The minister said that other measures would also be explored for budget spending and urged the secretaries of the ministries to boost spending for now. Underscoring the need of improvement in prevailing system, Minister Sharma stressed on the need for digitalization in public service delivery to avoid sluggish performance. The Department of Mines and Geology has granted permission for the study and extraction of mines at 8 places in Nepal. The department has provided permission to various companies for exploration and extraction of minerals, including limestone, marble, sand and copper deposits. Director General of the Department, Ram Prasad Ghimire, said the department gave permission to various companies for exploration and mining of minerals at different locations in Dading, Gorkha, Makwanpur and Baglung districts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The World Health Organization has said more than half of Europe's population will get infected with the Omicron coronavirus variant within the next 6 to 8 weeks. Meanwhile, 5 million residents in China's central city of Anyang have started home confinement from today in a new lockdown to curb the spread of the highly infectious strain. Meantime, the WHO has warned against treating COVID-19 as an endemic illness like flu rather than as pandemic, saying the spread of the Omicron variant has not yet stabilized. A U.S. man has become the first person in the world to get a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig. According to BBC, 57-year-old David Bennett is said to be doing well 3 days after the experimental 7-hour procedure in Baltimore. The transplant was considered the last hope of saving Bennett's life, though it is not yet clear what his long-term chances of survival are. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the central and western high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal records 2,444 new cases of COVID-19 today. Kathmandu Valley administrations issue 18-point order to contain likely spread of COVID-19. Health Ministry says no lockdown will be imposed for the time being despite growing COVID cases. 300th birth anniversary of nation builder Prithvi Narayan Shah marked organizing various programs. And WHO warns Omicron could infect over half of Europeans in few weeks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.